The people of Gotham.
Sorry. James Mangvin. I just saw the new Batman movie, so depending on when you see this, you might recognize his voice or think I've gone crazy. But I haven't. And today what I'd like us to work on, because I want, it's you and I. We're always together, right? So you and I want us to work on something about playing. Right now you might hear a little bit of music, because in Toronto we have a festival, it's called Caravana. Or if I recall rightly now, it's the Toronto Dominion Caribbean Festival. But what the most important thing you have to remember is they play music. Often students, often we make mistakes, right? When we speak and we're learning English. We use some things incorrectly. So today, I want to talk about what do you like to do? And what I mean by that is playing. Often when we do things, we play sports and whatnot. Whatnot in English just means whatever, okay? But a lot of students make a mistake because they think play in English is the same as in their language. Or you might think play is the same in your language. But in English, we have several different words for kind of playing, okay? So I want to go over that today, and I hope you'll learn a lot, and you'll be very clear when you're done. So let's go to the board. So, what do you like to play? I erased it. But play is here, because play in English means play games or sports. These are usually fun activities. I'm having fun. It's not serious, okay? So when I play sports. Some of you play soccer. Sorry, soccer in North American is what you would call footy ball, with the leg, right? Kick. All right, so soccer or baseball, especially if you're Japanese. And I think in Mexico you play baseball. But we play baseball. It means to have fun in the activity, not be serious. We also play other games. So sports, I play games. These games are things like chess, right? Or some people play cards, solitaire. So you play a game for fun, okay? Now, it's the 21st century. Many of you play video games, right? Call of Duty, where you get to pretend to be a soldier. You're playing, yes? So I've got StarCraft, Call of Duty, Portal. Some of you might be DDR. Yeah, if you're from those countries, you'll go, oh yes, DDR, it's fun. It's a game, something you play to have fun. Okay? So that's why we say play. Now, the opposite of play is to actually compete. Compete is a verb to mean to do, to find a winner. It is and can be fun, but what we do is it's serious, okay? It's much more serious. It's not just you and a friend going outside and kicking a ball and running and laughing. You're serious because you train. Now, we have words up here, and I'll explain train in a second. But opposite of playing is competing. That is when one or more people are working hard to see who is the best person. Now, in this case, we have two things. When we compete, we either have amateur or professional. An amateur is someone who does the sport, like the Olympics. Right now it's 2012, but we have an Olympics. There are many people across the world competing to see which country has the best athletes. And an athlete is a person who practices sports. So their physically, body is strong, okay? Now, those are amateur. They don't get any money, no money. So amateur can mean you are a high level in sport, but you do not get money. Sometimes you pay to play. So you pay to play. Professional sports are different. Maybe you've heard of Michael Jordan. Maybe. Okay. Or you've heard of David Beckham. Yes. Or Mike Tyson. That's really old. Okay. But if you've heard of those, they're professional. They get money. So when people aren't playing, if they are high level, we call them amateur athletes, or we say professional, where money is in. Now, how do you get to go from playing to competing? Well, you have to train. Train? Yeah, a lot of students go, I practice soccer. And we're like, what does that mean? It means nothing to us. Because for us, you're either playing or competing. And the difference between the two is training. What do I mean by training? Well, training, you need to get to go from playing to compete. You need to be stronger. Strong. Okay? Because train means work hard. I train. I work hard. And one way to train is to run, right? You run. That gets your cardio. Cardio means heart. Your heart and your lungs get stronger. They get better. So you can do more work. So you train to do more work. Okay? Now, sometimes at your work, at your job, you train because you can do more work. Wow. Sports and work. Yeah? Okay. Now, strong, strong, fuerte in Spanish. No muscle. I have nothing. That's why I wear big shirts. Okay? But when you get strong, you work out. Lift weights. Sorry. Okay? You work out to get strong. And flexible? Yes? You can bend and move. So we train to get strong, fast, and flexible. And we must work hard. So if you want to go from playing to competing, you must train. But if you train and you don't practice, you won't be very good. So we need to practice. What do you mean? Well, practicing, we practice to get better skills. Actually, first we practice to learn skills. You learn to do something and you keep practicing it so you can make it automatic. That means you don't have to think. And then we keep practicing to make the skills even better. Okay? So if you want to learn how to do karate, you have to do this many, many times. First you go, and then you practice till your hand is straight. You go, okay. Then better. Yes. You need to practice. To learn new skills, 100% new, and get better at those skills. And finally, we say study. What is studying? Well, different things, for instance, games, you'll notice I said games and sports you play. But if you need to get a special, special skill, which requires lots of work, and usually that includes more of your mind, we talk about studying. Because you study martial arts. Study. You do practice to get better, but you study. You do not play martial arts. And martial arts include karate. Yeah. Muay Thai. Yeah. And MMA. Whatever. Okay. So we study martial arts. We also study, like in school, for music and art. For example, the piano, you study. It is physical because you use your hands, but it is mental because you use your mind. So we must study. You must study ideas, and then you can practice to get better. Okay? If you get very good, you can compete as an amateur or a professional. Training is required, which means working very hard. But if you don't want to work hard and you just want it to be fun, just play. Playing is fun. So this is what I said, what would you like to do? Mr. E, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. He's been trying to play soccer, but the ball's a little too big for him. You know? But it's his world, it's his world. But if you want to learn more about his world and you want to get better, and I would like to see you again because, you know, we work well together, I think, yeah? Okay? I would like you to go to, well, www.yesistillsayit.ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can complete the quiz that comes with this and learn more about what did you like to do. We've got grammar. We've got vocabulary. We've got slang. We've got idioms. We've got understanding. Well, you get the idea. Come on back. We'll play some more, okay? Bye.